This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Diving back into it, we are an hour away from this show being over, and then we're get to count down the time until United States versus Canada. I'm not your buddy, guy.
Is that on ESPN tonight, or is that on ABC tonight?
Disney Plus, Hulu.
Are they putting it on everything? Which they should be, you know?
Classic.
And that's my childhood, in a nutshell. Bigger, longer, and uncut South Park. Never forget, we went with my buddies.
That was a must-go-to movie.
We went with my buddy's mom, because she took us, because she had no idea. And I mean,
What did she think it was?
Well, she knew South Park was like a cartoon, but they didn't know they were going to have a song called Uncle Blank.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
Kyle's mom.
Kyle's mom is the biggest.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great movie.
One of my favorite ones
was Human Shield My Ass.
was it Stan's father singing about, was it Courtney Cox is so hot?
Maybe
on that show.
That sounds like Randy Marsh.
That's Randy Marsh from the early days of South Park.
I mean, Randy Marsh, if you took TV characters, is probably in my top five.
He's evolved,
sure,
whatever, over the years as a character.
I mean,
like, it used to be like it was Cartman and the kids, and then all of a sudden, like, Randy Marsh now. They're like, okay, we got something here with this guy.
But he's fantastic.
The Blame Canada song, like, that South Park was ridiculous.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
And they're still going.
Did you see Paul Simon's coming to town?
Really?
April 26th at the Midland. I already asked about tickets. We don't get any.
Are you going to go? Is that it depends on the price.
Is that a must-see for you? He's a big musical talent in my life.
Did he just announce his tour?
Mm-hmm.
What a way to do it right after that Saturday Night Live performance. Very smart.
Put two and two together.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. What a great move, you know, and all the behind-the-scenes stuff to do
April
that.
April 26th at the Midland, Paul Simon. I won't pay more than $80 for a ticket, which is basically like, okay, Dusty, you're not going.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, Paul Simon, April 26th, Midland, can't wait. I would love to go to that concert. Anything from Graceland, I would be like, all right.
Is he billing this as a farewell tour?
He's got to be up there. What do you want? You want to do this thing again?
He's got to be in his mid-70s, right?
I would say 79.
Older or younger than Pete Carroll?
Older.
Yeah, I think older,
because he didn't
too.
Look great on SNL.
Older or younger than Bill Belichick?
Older. Let's see. Paul Simon is...
I'm going older.
Oh, yeah.
Is Sabrina Carpenter going to be with him?
I hope.
Then I'll go.
Paul Simon's 83.
Holy cow.
He was born October 13th, 1941. That's nuts, dude.
83. Like, at 83, why do you even want to do that anymore? Like,
I want to be setting somebody up.
Probably kids, maybe, I guess. Because, like, for you, like, I hate to be this guy. You don't have many left.
No.
Like, yeah, you're not going to be able to spend all the money you're going to be making on this tour. Yeah. Or maybe you just want to do it because you just want to do it, you know? Like,
yeah, you love it.
Your whole life you've been, you know, a performer, and you're looking at the calendar, you're going, well, I'm 83. I don't have any more of these I got. So let me get out there and do what I love. You know, that's okay to say that too. You don't have to be a farewell tour. No. He's like, I love performing.
This is what I do. And it's a profession where you can go as long as you want. You know, and we talk about sports, these athletes.
There's an end game there for athletes.
Big end game.
End game for entertainers too. You know, there's certain
peaks.
You do. But like somebody like a Paul Simon, he's multi-generational, mm-hmm. you know? There's not many of those folks out there anymore that are multi-generational where we can go back to like my parents' mm-hmm. age to where we are today and everybody knows who Paul Simon is. There's not many of those guys left anymore.
What's your favorite Paul Simon song? Or is it Simon Garfunkel?
It's probably Simon and Garfunkel America. Yeah.
I love the mother and daughter reunion.
It's a great song. Oh. Yeah, it's one of my top songs too. Yeah.
Oh. Diamond on the Silver Shoes. Reunion, yeah, Mother and Child Reunion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Anyways.
I think another good one is from The Graduate, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, which I didn't know what that song was about until my buddy's mother told me, and I thought that was really, really weird.
Really? Willy, willy weird?
Yeah. She's like, you know the song Mrs. Robinson's about? And I was like, no. She's like, well, sit down, Dusty, and I'll explain. And
was she a Mrs. Robinson?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
So are you trying to, like, make a move on me, Mom, here?
I was, like, 15. And I was like, because I was singing the song. I was like, thanks to you, Mrs.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, and she's like, do you know what that song's about? And I was like, no. She goes, sit down. And I was like, you know, I just watched American Pie last night, and now you're explaining this to me. So, okay, we got a couple minutes. That's about all it takes.
I mean, I'm just thinking about now. You got to be thinking about, like, who else would be that kind of generational artist? I mean, Paul McCartney, obviously. He's got to be in his 80s, too.
Springsteen.
For sure.
Springsteen is. 70s, Billy Joel. 80s, 90s.
Joel's there.
Yeah. Elton sure. John.
Yeah. Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got
82, Paul McCartney.
Damn. Yeah, because Swift's got what? She's got what? The NFL making $1 billion off her.
Right.
So then you have women probably. I'm going to guess that there's probably women in their 40s that love her,
mm-hmm.
30s, 20s, and early teens.
Probably down to like 10 years.
That's four generations.
Yeah. Yeah, but how many more dads now are involved than Taylor Swift, too? Like, I didn't go when she was here because I'm like,
you should have.
And now I look back and I'm like, damn,
gosh, I'd love to go.
She won Bill Belichick over because she did the whole concert in the rain. He's like, yeah, she's great. She's tough.
Yeah.
No days off.
Right, yeah. Do your job. She did it.
Yeah.
Like, Stephen Bill Belichick.
Stephen A. about lost it. He opened up First Take the day after he did, after he went to the concert. He was like, all right, that's it. He's like, Taylor Swift. That's it, man. He's like, my daughter took half my salary this year for this concert, and it was worth it.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
it was like, everybody said that. Like, I knew people that were, like, in regret about the price of the ticket and how much effort they had to put into it. That took their,
you
like,
have no idea what it was like having two teenage daughters trying to get
sitting
these
there on the internet the entire time. I'm 10 hours away. I'm 7 hours. It's just, like, brutal. And then the dads would go, and they're like, I take back anything I ever said negative about her. It was an insane concert.
Yeah, like that was one where you call it every, and even like the favor people are like, I can't even do anything for myself on these type of concerts. Like it was, you know, she's like, when she goes on tour again, it's probably when Travis will retire maybe and then go on tour with her. I mean, it's got to be must see. It just has to be a must see concert now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I never would have thought Taylor Swift would have been somebody that I'm looking at as a must-see concert.
But I would also say that the Rolling Stones on the text line, they're another one. They've been around since, like, the 50s.
Right.
Stay focused, Dustin.
Yeah, they're still going strong. Don't, aren't they? Like, isn't Mick Jagger still performing places?
Is there a drug Keith Richards hasn't done? Like, Ozzy Osbourne's the only one that went longer than he did, and that's because Ozzy snorted a line of ants. You've heard that story?
No,
he and Keith Richards were just, like, going back on what they could do more of, and then, like, Ozzy's like, give me that straw, snort this line of ants, and Keith Richards is like, too much for me, bro. And then Ozzy went, right up a line.
It's like Hutt eating a bug, you know?
Well, you bit the head off the back.
Yeah. Like, all right, I'll do it.
Eat the bug, Hutt.
Movie on Netflix called The Dirt, and they depict that exact scene. It's a great movie.
It's nuts, dude. Like snorting a line of ants.
Alive ants or dead ants?
Alive. They're like crawling in a
crawling
line.
Crawling around, and he just puts the straw down there. Yeah.
Aussie.
Like in the summertime when I go out and throw the hot water on these things, like that guy was out there snorting ants.
Dude.
I mean, you do you, bro, but like that's always, now.
Every once in a while, I have a dream where I wake up, my entire body's covered in ants, and I freak out. I don't know. The most, like, small, harmless thing in the world, but I hate them.
Well, I mean, if you get thousands of them, they could carry you across the parking lot.
So spiders or ants?
I mean, I don't mind spiders.
Spiders don't bother me
at all. I can kill them easily. Yeah. They don't startle me. Like, there's been times, obviously, where I've had, like, a brown recluse in my shower, and I opened the shower curtain. It was, like, right there. And, like,
oh, have you?
I told the story on air. Like, I opened the curtain, opened up. There's a brown recluse right there, and I mean, pissed to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, ah! You know? Like,
yeah, that would scare you.
That was a startle. But, I mean, I immediately whacked it off the shower curtain and then literally flushed it down the drain. It's like, see you,
right
dude.
Down there,
drowned, sucker.
See you, dude.
Yeah, I was like, you suck. Because brown recluses are annoying.
No, they're also dangerous.
They bite
dangerous.
You, gotta take the skin off your ass and patch your leg up.
Yeah.
I worked with the guy that happened to. He got bit in the leg on the side of his thigh and didn't take anything, like, didn't think it was anything serious, just kept itching it. And all of a sudden, it starts to, like, create that crevice. Ooh. And he had to take skin off his right ass cheek and put it on his leg.
Yeah.
Ugh.
From a spider
bite. Ass man. Yeah.
But I mean, one time I picked up an apple that was outside, and as soon as I picked it up, the ants just like went all over my hand. I freaked out, dude.
Yeah.
Freaked out.
Ants don't bother me, but I will kill them because I don't want them around.
Well, I don't think they have any purpose. Also, look,
there's probably something you don't know about, and somebody's going to text you, Dusty, without ants, we wouldn't, you know.
Yeah. You know, actually, environmentally,
they're very good for the environment because they eat the food that you drop on the ground. And if you drop that food on the ground, then you're going to have more pests and the ants are taking care of all that. Yeah. Fine. It's like the turtles and the straws. I don't care.
Would sting go on that list?
No.
No? Not big enough? Okay. If you have to sigh and wait, it's probably a no.
But I mean, it's a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Debatable one. I think it depends on who you talk to.
Yep. Because my parents would say, hell yeah.
Yeah. Vip would say, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Sting's great.
Sting's fantastic. Yeah. But is he Paul McCartney?
No.
Is he
Michael Jack? No.
Well, Michael Jackson's dead if he's performing.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, he has died.
Brutal.